الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring another episode for you of our program Repentance so that we can understand the concept of repentance better and also repent wholeheartedly and duly the way we are meant to in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, we'll be talking about a particular verse of the Holy Quran which guides us towards the eminence of those who repent. And then we'll also talk about the challenge of Satan, Shaitan al-Rajim, that him and his army made for the believers, for those who repent, and that account, that challenge of Satan that he gave to those who actually repent was after the revelation of that verse. We'll inshallah go further into that and talk about this. First, let's listen to the virtue of reciting Durood and sending salutations upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he humbly said that if I give up all my awrad and wazaif and devote all of my time reciting Durood upon you. He's asking this to the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that if I do this, all my awrad, all my wazaif, and devote all my time in reciting salat upon you, reciting Durood upon you, how would it be? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that this will be sufficient to remove your worries and your sins will be forgiven. A beautiful remedy again has been told to us for the removal of our worries and for the forgiveness of our sins. What is it? To recite Durood, send salutations upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as much as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the glorious Quran is that book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is for the guidance of the humanity. It guides us on various aspects of our life. It guides us completely on how should we live our life. It is a complete code of conduct for us. And in the same book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also find at many places guidance regarding repentance, regarding repenting, regarding those who repent. And today, we'll be discussing about a particular verse of the Holy Quran, verse number 135 of Surah Al-Imran, that what is stated in this verse and regarding whom has it been stated in this verse. In this verse and previous verses before this verse, it is talking about those people who are pious. It talks about the attributes of pious people. And in this verse, there's another attribute of righteous people, of pious people, of those who have taqwa. Another attribute has been mentioned in this verse. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 135 of Surah Al-Imran? He says that, and those who, when they adopt indecency or wrong themselves, remember Allah, then seek forgiveness for their sins. And who can forgive other than Allah? And they do not knowingly persist in their transgression. So this is what is stated in this very verse, where we have been encouraged to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon committing an indecency, upon committing a sin. And this has also been mentioned as an attribute of those who are the people of piety, the people of taqwa, the people of righteousness, that when they commit a sin, then what do? they repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the commentary of this verse, it is stated that the attributes of the righteous people are being mentioned in the context of these verses. And in this verse, another attribute of righteous people has been mentioned. And what is that? It is that if any major or minor sin is committed by them, then what they do? They straight away repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering their sin. They become embarrassed over their sin and they abandon their sin. And they make a firm intention to not commit the sin again in future. And they do not persist upon their sin. And these are the conditions of accepted repentance. So this is what has been stated in the commentary of this verse. So we come to know that repentance is also an attribute of those who possess taqwa, of those who possess righteousness, piety. This is what we are guided in the Quran. So repentance is not an ordinary element or ordinary thing. It is something of the highest virtues. And it is something that is possessed by the people of taqwa. But when they repent over a sin and indecency that they commit, they repent wholeheartedly. They meet all the criterions, all the conditions of repentance, which involves in being embarrassed over the sin, which involves in abandoning the sin straight away, and which involves in them having a firm intention of not committing the sin again, and they're not persistent upon it. These are the conditions which they meet whilst they repent in the court of Allah Almighty for the sin that they have committed. And these are the conditions of accepted repentance. Now let's talk about the cause of revelation of this verse. It is stated that there was one date seller, a trader who used to sell dates, and his name was Tehan. And what happened once was that a pretty woman, she came to buy dates from him. And what he said was that these dates in the marketplace where he had his stall, he said that these dates are not nice. I've got nicer, finer dates at home. So come to my home with me so that I can give you finer and nicer dates. Now what happens is that that woman, she falls in the trap of Tehan and she goes to his house with him. And when she goes to his house, what he does is, he kisses her and he hugs her, embraces her. Upon this, that woman said that fear Allah Almighty. And as soon as he heard this, what he does is that Tehan, he leaves the woman. He lets her go and he becomes embarrassed over his action. And he presents himself in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and relays the entire account. And upon this, this verse was revealed. So we come to know that Tehan, he committed an indecency, but straight away, he repented from it. He abandoned that sin. He was embarrassed over it. He went to the court of the Prophet ﷺ and made a firm intention of not committing that sin again. Hence, this verse was revealed for him. Another narration states that there were two people, and both of them, they had a lot of affection for one another. So one of them, he embarked upon an Islamic expedition, and he gave his household in the custody of the other friend. And now what happened was, one day the wife of that person who had embarked upon that Islamic expedition, he asked the other companion of his to get her some meat. Now, what he does is that when he brings meat and when he hands that meat over to the wife of his friend, then he kisses her hand as well. But as soon as he kissed her hand, straight away, he became embarrassed over this action of his. And he went towards the jungle and he started to beat himself and put soil on his head. These are expressions of showing remorse and being grieved over a sin that you have committed. So this is what he starts doing. Now, when his friend, he comes back from his Islamic expedition, And he goes to his wife and he asks her about his friend, that how did he look after you? Then what she replied was, that may Allah Almighty save everyone from such kind of a friend. And she relayed the whole account to her husband. Now, upon this, what happens is that his friend, he goes to the jungle, finds him and takes him in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So upon this account, upon this action of that very person, this verse was revealed. This is mentioned in Tafsir Khazin, the first account and the second account, which we've just covered. That is the first account of Tehan, who was selling the dates. That is first opinion, that this verse was revealed for that very account. And the second opinion is this very account, which we've just covered. And in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it is mentioned that it is possible that this verse was revealed for both these accounts. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, we've just understood the concept of repentance from this beautiful verse of the Quran and from the commentary that we've just covered, that sin has been committed, but the element of regret, remorse, embarrassment was reflected straight away. They repented from their sin and made a firm intention of not committing that sin again. And what happened was that a verse of the Quran was revealed straight away in their honor, commending them that this is the attribute of the people of piety. They were deemed as the people of piety, the people of taqwa. Why? Because they fulfilled the conditions of repentance and they repented wholeheartedly. They repented duly, meeting all the conditions of repentance. And same individuals who had committed this indecency, they became the people of taqwa. They became the people who were deemed as the people of piety. This is what the Quran is guiding us towards. So if someone commits an indecency, then being a human being is fine. But repenting straight away upon it, meeting all the conditions, is necessary. Inshallah, the sin will be forgiven. And this element of repenting straight away over our sins, meeting all the conditions and criterias, is an attribute of the people of taqwa, the people of piety. This is what we learn from this verse. And then in the next verse, the preceding verse talks about the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to those who repent, and those who are the people of piety, that they will be rewarded with in the hereafter, with paradise, where rivers flow beneath the thrones upon which they will be resting, so on and so forth. So we come to know that this attribute is an attribute of highest of the virtues. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward those people with the reward of paradise and the gardens of paradise, so on and so forth. So this is what we learn from this verse, and this is what repentance is. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, we come to know that this verse is great manifestation of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a door of mercy is opened, the door of forgiveness is opened, that anyone who commits sins, if he repents wholeheartedly and duly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. This is the glad tiding that we are given in this verse. Now, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, he mentions that when this verse, 135th verse of Surah Al-Imran, was revealed, then Satan the accursed, he started to weep badly. He started to beat himself. And his army, the other subordinates of his, they were shocked. They were amazed to see him in this state. And they asked him, "That what's wrong with you? What happened to you? Why are you weeping? Why are you in this state? Why are you beating yourself?" And he said that such door of mercy and forgiveness has now been opened that no sinful person will now be punished. He was referring to 135th verse of Surah Ali Imran, that no sinful person will now be punished. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened a great door of mercy, a great door of forgiveness, that any person who commits sin, he will now repent and Allah Almighty will forgive him. And remember, dear viewers of Madani channel, that the sole goal, the sole aim of Satan is to misguide people so that they fall prey to his deception and they commit sins, and eventually they are misguided and they are ma'azallah casted in the fire of hell. This is his ultimate goal. And Satan, he misguides people and people commit sins. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened a great door of forgiveness when he revealed verse number 135 of Surah Ali Imran. And Satan the accursed, he understood, he knew what this verse is. And he started to cry badly, weep badly, and beat himself because he could see that he will not succeed in his goal anymore. Because people, when they would fall prey to his deception, when he would make people commit sins, then people will repent and Allah Almighty will forgive them. So this was what his state was. Now keep this state in your mind, dear viewers of Madri Channel. And when his subordinates, his army, they found out that this is what is the reason for their leader, Satan the accursed, for him to be so worried. Now what did they say to Satan? They said that don't worry. Don't you worry. This is something that we need to draw our attention towards. And this is very, very sensitive, very critical point that we need to understand. They said that don't worry. We'll not let those people come towards repentance. Those people will commit those indecencies, those sins, as out of boastfulness, out of pride. They will commit those sins proudly. We will make those sins be good in their sight. Because they will come towards repentance only if they consider those sins to be sins. Only then they will come towards repentance. But we will make them consider those sins to be something really good. And they will commit their sins proudly. Hence, they will not even come towards repentance. And if they do not come towards repentance, then Allah Almighty will of course not forgive them. Because the promise of forgiveness given in the verse is conditioned upon people repenting. So if people don't repent, then they won't be forgiven. So this is what the subordinates, the army of Satan, said to him, that those people will commit sins proudly. We won't let them come towards repentance. We'll make those sins look good to them. Upon listening to this, Satan the accursed, he became very happy. He became very, very happy upon this answer of his army, of his subordinates. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we ponder upon this very challenge of Satan the accursed, and just think upon the state in which he was when this verse was revealed, the great door of mercy and forgiveness of Allah Almighty was opened. But when he came to know that the army of Satan, they won't let people come towards repentance. Why? Because people will commit sins proudly. Then he became so happy. Isn't this exactly happening in our society today? Aren't we committing sins out of pride today? Aren't we committing sins proudly today? Are we not considering sins to be a part of our lives today, a part of our society today? Isn't it a fact, and hasn't it come to a point where we consider sins to be a part of our society daily routine today? And it is as if we've accepted the fact that we cannot survive without committing sins. Ma'adullah, don't we see music and dances, ma'adullah, taking place in our weddings? Don't we see the sunnah, the beautiful sunnah of marriage, being surrounded with so many sins? And all this is happening on the name of pride. People do this proudly. There's the element of men and women mixing up. There's the element of people dancing to musical tunes. There's element of many other sins taking place in those weddings and marriages. Isn't this happening out of pride, dear viewers of Madani Channel? If it wasn't happening out of pride, then why would these sins be taking place in front of everyone openly? People record them on movie cameras, make films out of it. If these were deemed as sins by people, then why would they commit them openly? People, ma'adullah, miss their salah nowadays. And they come up with lame excuses, such as, oh, I'm so busy at work. Oh, my clothes are not clean. So and so forth. They miss their first salah out of pride. If they considered this to be a sin, then they would be very, very embarrassed over missing a salah, if in case they missed a salah, and they would hide this from people. Just take those things which people even in today's day and age consider as a sin. something which is considered as a sin in a society. When people commit that action, they hide it from people as well. Why? Because they deem it as something evil. But these very few examples which I've presented before you, people are committing these sins proudly. Why? Because they don't consider these as sins, and they are committing them proudly. These are just few examples, just to get a gist of the topic that we're talking about. The list carries on. And now, come back to the challenge of Satan, the accursed. The challenge that his army and subordinates gave to the people who repent, that we will not let these people come towards repentance. They will commit sins proudly. They will not consider those sins to be sins. They will consider those sins as something really good, and they will commit them proudly. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, isn't this happening in our society today? Isn't this taking place in our society today? How many times have you seen that people, after missing their salah, they repent in the court of Allah Almighty? Or after committing an open sin, they repent? How many times have you seen this? Hardly we ever come across such incidences. It doesn't happen very often in our society, because if people considered sins to be sins, those sins which they commit openly, which are prevalent in our society, if they were considered as sins by those people, then they wouldn't be committing them at the first place. They're committing them openly, recording them, posting them on their social media accounts, making films and videos of them, and tagging people in those indecent activities. You know, it is why? Because they don't consider it to be a sin, and they've accepted that as a part of their daily routines, as an integral part of their lives. We will go to the places of sins, ma'azallah, and we will tag location on our social media accounts. The whole world can see where we are, and it is obvious that sins are committed at those places. Why are we doing that? Because we don't consider that to be a sin anymore. So we need to understand over here and get our goals in the right direction, that the sins that we commit on daily basis, which we commit considering them to be something good, having all these examples in front of us, and then reflecting upon them in the light of verse of Surah Ali Imran and the account of Satan, the accursed, which we just heard about, which Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has mentioned, regarding the army of the Satan, what they came up with, that they will keep people away from repenting. Isn't this actually happening in our society nowadays? Isn't Satan winning in this challenge of his? Aren't people committing sins out of pride, out of proud upon them? Aren't people committing those sins considering that to be something really good? So if this is the case, then how do we expect for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to downpour upon us? How do we expect for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us, to envelop us? Because there are certain requirements for us to attain the glad tidings that have been mentioned in 135th verse of Surah Ali Imran, which is to repent wholeheartedly. And Satan and his army, they are trying the utmost to keep us away from repentance, because their goal is for us not to be forgiven from the court of Allah Almighty, and for us to be, ma'azallah, thrown in the hellfire. This is what is the ultimate goal of Satan. And Allah Almighty is giving us the opportunities of repenting and getting the glad tidings of being forgiven. The Holy Quran is there for us. A hadith are there for us. Just keep in view the state of Satan when he was weeping and crying badly. He was beating himself when verse number 135 of Surah Ali Imran was revealed. But then when his subordinate, his army, told him that we will keep people away from repentance, don't worry, then he became very happy, because the glad tidings of verse number 135 of Surah Ali Imran are conditioned upon people repenting. They are conditioned upon people repenting from their sins. So if people are kept away from repentance, those glad tidings will not be received by people. They will not be forgiven. So Satan, the accursed, and his army is winning in this challenge over here, which he has openly announced for the people, for the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So let's work towards defeating Satan in this challenge, and in case we commit a sin, keeping the glad tidings of the hereafter, keeping the glad tidings of the reward of Jannah in view, keeping this commentary of 135th verse of Surah Ali Imran in view. Let's repent in the court of Allah Almighty upon any indecency or any sin that we commit. And let's refrain sinning. Let's abandon those actions that we, ma'adullah, have been performing proudly. Let's consider sins to be sins. Let's not consider them to be something really good. Let's develop this mindset. And inshallah, azawajal, the mercy of Allah Almighty, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be for us. And we will be defeating Satan the accursed, who's our biggest enemy, who's our open enemy in this challenge as well. May Allah Almighty enable us to perform true repentance, sincere repentance. And may Allah Almighty enable us to abandon sins for once and all. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh, forgive me. Oh, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Guide me. Have mercy on me. Guide me.